When I visit museums, here's a question that I often think about. What was it like for these people in this situation? Well, one of the museums that I've visited often is the museums at Jamestown, Virginia. I've lived in southeastern Virginia most all of my life, so it's easy for me to go there, and I've been many times. Well, I think about that question when I visit those museums. What motivated these people? What made them tick to leave their relatively comfortable environment in England and travel to southeastern Virginia in the springtime and summer of 1607? Oh, I wonder if they knew what they were getting into. The weather here is rough. That's a good one-word description of southeastern Virginia weather in the summertime. Plus, they were living in the woods. It wasn't like they had open fields and campsites, those types of things. They had a rough environment. Heat, humidity, mosquitoes, all types of other insects, poison ivy, snakes. It was hard. They had to have been powerfully motivated to make that move from England to southeastern Virginia in the summer of 1607. Well, the answer to that question historically is kind of a simple answer. They were driven financially. They thought they were going to profit somehow financially by making that move. And in the beginning, they thought it was worth it. But then they mostly died off one by one until only a few was left. But yet, people kept coming. They were motivated. There was something powerful in their hearts that brought them here. The what made them tick was financial gain, prosperity of some type that would be better than what they were experiencing in England. Well, let's think about that in the kingdom of God. What makes me tick as a person today? What am I driven by? What am I motivated towards? What is the gain on the horizon that I am searching for? Well, God wants us to find our answers in Him, to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. That's what God wants to motivate each one of us. The answer for me should be, I'm motivated by the love of God. I recognize God's love for me, and I respond to that. That's what makes me tick. Well, it's much more complicated than that. Sometimes the answer that I would like to have isn't the answer that's truly there. There's some part of me that says I'm motivated by the love of God, but there's other things in my heart that drive me along, that send me along through any given day. Well, let's think about this today. We live in a hostile environment. It might not be a hostile weather environment that I'm talking about, but it's a hostile spiritual environment. And God wants us to press on. He wants us to be motivated by love for Him, to have a deep desire in our hearts to be the people that God wants each of us to be and to live the life that He has set out for us. He wants us to be motivated by love for Him. In other words, the love of God makes me tick. That's what drives me forward. That's what I think about. That's where the longings of my heart spring from. It's the love of God. Well, that's an area of improvement for me, much improvement. I can grow in this area. I can make forward, positive steps towards that goal. God, I want to be motivated by love for You. I want to seek first Your kingdom and the life that You have planned for me. And God, I want to lead others in that direction as well. God, would You help me with that? God, when I ask myself that question, what makes me tick? I want the answer to be truly sincere from my heart. It's love of God that makes me tick. God, would You help us with that?